Hello.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. Yes. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a scheduled call back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I understood this is a better time for us to get everything rolling.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Let me go ahead and get this started. I just have a few questions, and then we can process payments and everything.
Okay.
All right, for starters, you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And what are your hours of operation?
I'm going to say 7 to 7 right now. Once I go full time, I may tailor my hours, cut back. Because I'm not always available my situation during the day right now. I'm trying to do this to go full time.
Right. Definitely. Okay. So 7 a.m., 7 p.m.?
Yes.
And I know, is that going to be the weekdays or is it going to be the weekends that you do that?
We're going to go for 7 days a week right now.
Like, awesome.
I'm trying to build this up to where I can go full time.
Love it. All right. Here we are. I understand you do plumbing. Do you have any specialties that you'd like to market for?
Well, I was trying to look at that little listing, example thing you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I do different stuff. It may be new construction, remodel, service work, obviously. Replacing water heaters, sinks, faucets. Garbage disposal, things like that, toilets, et cetera.
Okay, and are you mainly residential?
Yes, I am, mainly. I do some light commercial.
Gotcha.
I have a contracting company I do some with, whether it's a Dick's Sporting Goods, Sam's Club, things of that nature.
Would you like to, get more commercial work? Would you be open to that?
I would like to get a little bit more because usually it's not that bad of work, usually.
Right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and put that down because there's some things
yeah.
They can market so they fall into the eyes of people who are generally in that field.
Well, most of my first 7 years and my whole apprenticeship was all commercial. But it was
oh, nice.
Commercial. That was big commercial. We were doing big, big stuff. Hotels, hospitals, schools, a lot of hospitals.
Right. All right. Perfect. I went ahead and put you down. You got experience in commercial. Would like to dip into that market as well. What are your target areas that you're looking for? Like zip codes, counties, or cities?
I can give you cities because I don't know zip codes so much, but Searcy, Conway, Hot Springs. Benton, Bryant, Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot.
Perfect. All right, that's what I needed. I'm going to go ahead and get this going.
Okay.
All right. And what's going to be the billing address for this?
14 Orange Blossom Court.
In the city of Ward. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting another call coming through. Sorry, I'm not looking at it. Ward, Arkansas. I got shady service up here where I'm at today.
You're fine. We're fine. We'll wrap this up really quick. And it's 72176. What kind of card is this?
Let me pull it out here. It's gotta be my Visa debit card. It's my bank. It's my business card.
Okay, so is the name on it yours, or is it going to be your company's name?
It will be, it's both, but it's Dashing Dan Plumbing is what it's listed under, with me under it.
Okay. Just Dashing Dan Plumbing. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I actually had Yelp call this morning and left a recording. Talking about, hey, we're trying to blah, 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 you know, want to sell me. I'm not dealing with them.
Yeah, we'll take care of them for you. You don't need to worry about them anymore.
Cool.
And, yeah, you said it's a Visa. Yep. I'm ready for that card number when you're ready.
All right, it's 4239-1000, 0956.
56?
Yes.
Okay.
8141. You want to read that back to me? Make sure I
That's
got it.
4239-1000-0956-8141.
Yes.
And what's the expiration date on that?
09/26.
And the security code?
197. And I will forewarn you, if something happens and there's if we're 2 days later decline or something, you please let me know, because my bank, they try this fraud crap all the time. They pissed me off a couple of times. I told them, I said, you do it to me one more time, I'm changing banks.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I've done this on a couple of business payments I've tried to make on stuff. When the money is in there, I do have plenty of funds, or I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
But they've done it to me, and I'm like, I've got the funds in there. Stop screwing me. I said, you're affecting my business. And I
yeah.
had to straighten down and get a release on it.
Yeah, the security.
A little over the top. I don't blame them, but they're just a little tad over the top. This is a business card. I'm trying to do business is what I tell them.
Right, definitely. Yeah, especially in this day and age, just my own bank, just speaking from personal experience. I mean, they're super anal about that stuff.
Man, I have to deal with them scammers. And, you know, and I know you guys helped me with the search engine stuff. But, man, I tell you what, I've run onto a lot of scammers through Yelp. I've got a $4,000 check at the house that's fraudulent. I'm not going to cash.
Oh, wow.
When people want to offer me to pay me X amount of dollars way above and beyond my work, and, hey, while you're there, we're going to pay you extra to inspect the tile guy's work and pay him.
I'm glad you caught that. So for this, just speaking of scams, so just from the increase of traffic we're going to get you, you're probably going to get some scam calls. We're never going to give out your personal information, but even in the case that these people are so crafty, they might try to pose as us. So to protect you and ourselves from that ever happening, we set up a security question. So if you ever get a call and you are a little bit sketched out by who's on the other end, you'll just ask this question to us immediately, and we should answer it to us immediately. So we have three options for that security question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
All right. And what's the answer for that?
Smith.
Fantastic.
glad you guys do that because it's sad, all the scammers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've looked into this or not, probably, but it's actually like fraudulent scamming and like those people like scamming you out of money on the internet. That's actually surpassed in revenue the world drug trade this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
Well, I've pat myself on the back. I've been lucky so far. I've never been scammed, but, you know.
Yeah, it's absolutely rampant.
Only one day. Yeah.
Yeah, especially with all this AI stuff going around, it's you just got to watch yourself.
Yep.
All right, so before I can complete this purchase, I just need to read this voice verification script. It's essentially just an added form of protection for you, as well as it kind of goes over what we're doing today. So I'm going to go ahead and start that. If at any point you want to stop me and you need clarification on something, go ahead. I'll make sure to stop and clarify. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dashing Dan Plumbing.
All right. And please state your name and your title within the business.
My name is Daniel Fithen. I am master plumber and owner of this company.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Did I lose you?
No, I guess I am.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, yeah.
You're fine. You're fine, sir. And you're authorized to user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
All right. And if you could pull out your phone for me, I'm going to give you our contact number. It should be the only number we contact you from, as well as where you would contact us from. So when you're ready, I can give you that number.
Okay. I'm going to write what I'm going to do. I'm going to write it down.
Sounds good.
I'm already in here. That way I don't screw up and call you while I'm trying to. Yep. One second here. Yeah, I've had like 7 spam calls today. It gets old. Some days I don't get any. Okay, what's the number I'm on call?
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
6225, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Awesome. Yeah, you can just save that as Local Splash, and that should be the only one that you should contact us from, as well as we'll contact you. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, June 27th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges for your next bill month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. I'm going to go ahead and process that now.
All right.
Yeah. Looks like it. Yeah, they're doing the fraud.
Okay. Well, I'll call my bank here in just a few minutes and tell them. What did I say? Splash what?
Yeah, Local Splash. I mean, I can just hang on the line if you'd like, and you can just put me on hold while you call them.
Okay, hang on. Hang on just a second.
Perfect.
dig my card out. Luckily, I'm about to be getting off the freeway here in a minute anyway, but let me see. I got a better way. I'll just Google it.
Perfect.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, sorry it took so long. They said it's Visa that does this stuff. It's in the bank.
Okay.
And, I do remember. You should have the green light now. It should work.
Okay, I'm going to try it now.
Okay. They put these precautionary flags on for some stupid reason.
Right. Right. Probably it's because, like, a debit card, right?
Yeah, it is. And like, we got Ace Hardware stores here. I don't use them very often. I buy a few things every once in a while if I'm in a small town. And, there's a place called Ace Supply. I bought some stuff offline with them. they did the same thing with them.
That's interesting.
Well,
it went through perfect.
Yep.
I want to be the first to congratulate you. Yeah, I want to congratulate you and joining the Local Splash team. I really cannot wait to see how we help you expand this business and make it a full-time thing for you. Yeah. There's only two things we need to do. You should have received a text as well as an email just with our terms and conditions that you need to sign. And then we can schedule your client interview from there.
That'll work. It'll work. But I'll jump on that later on tonight. I'm driving right now. I've still got about 120 miles driving left to get halfway.
Okay.
Going.
It's just like two clicks, and then you just type in your name. You don't have to really like look into anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me hang on. Let's see. Man, I'm gonna have a hard time doing this right now driving. We got cameras in these trucks, but I have a wreck because I'm playing.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to just call you back to give you a reminder to do this?
I will jump on this. I will do this this evening. I'll do it when I get to my meet point here in about 2 hours.
Perfect.
I'll click on it. I'll have it all done. I won't forget.
All right. And as for the client interview, are you available? Do you have any available times tomorrow or today?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call me back later on today. I mean, after 1:30 or so. And we could discuss this and see what I've got to do to get you guys into my Facebook, platform to helping me on that one too. You said one thing I did last night. I went back. I have a backup Facebook account. I'm a frequent Facebook felon. I get Facebook jail. I piss people off. I used to be. So I made a backup account. So anyway, the friends from both lists, I resent invites out, and I basically doubled my following on my Dashing Dan account last night, and I'm trying to grow it, too. So, yeah. And I've got pictures posted and stuff like that, too, of work I do. So, but yeah, I want to really put that out there because so many people look at social media, as you were telling me, too.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a great place to be. But you're saying 1:30 to you'll be free for that 30-minute consultation call?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I should have good phone service for a while for that amount of time. There's a bad spot where I'm going. I'm going up into Northwest Tennessee today. And, unfortunately, you get a bad spot every once in a while. But I should be good for, I should be good to talk anywhere around 2:00 to 2:30 easily. Much after that, I'm going to hit a spot that gets kind of rough and sometimes drops calls. But I think we can get everything completed in that time frame pretty easy.
All right. Yeah, definitely. So 1:30 is just fine?
Should be just fine. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. One second, just scheduling that. Sir.
Where are y'all based out of?
Our HQ is in Orange County, but in today's age, we have a bunch of remote work. I'm out of Houston, Texas.
Well, I haven't been down there in a little many years.
Yeah, it's probably changed entirely since you have. I mean, we've had so many people come just in the last 4 years. It's so much expansion.
Yeah, I used to drive a truck down there some, and at nighttime. I didn't want daytime. I would drive going to or from Austin and San Antonio, and occasionally from New Orleans. I'm out of Arkansas, so, you know, that's regional. That's from Little Rock, it's seven and a half hours down, something like that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially in Houston, I think we're like third in population in the U.S. It's just absolutely crazy.
I lived in Denver for a couple of years. My ex-wife, we got divorced out there in Denver, but she's living back down in Houston now. She grew up pretty much down there.
Oh, okay.
Because her mother had moved back down there, and I don't even know. We don't really. Our son's grown, so I don't really talk to her. But you know, they were living. Her
right.
mom was living over by Conroe, but I don't. I'm not sure if she's still living up there or not.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that area. Conroe isn't too bad. It's not too populated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still got some country
out
there.
If I were to live down there. Near Houston, I don't know. I would either live back up toward Conroe or I would live over toward Galveston area because I love fish and I love saltwater fishing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, my family has a place down there. I love going down there. I mean, it's not much of a beach, but it's still a good time.
Yeah. You don't have as pretty a water as we do over when I go to Gulf Shores, Alabama and places, but.
Definitely not.
Man, you got good fishing. I love fishing, but.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, to get you back to at least enjoying some finer things, have some time, like you said, to yourself, to get back to life.
Yeah. I had a big job fall through. I was really dependent on. It just fell apart. Was going to pay good. I've done half the work, got paid, but was due a lot of money, and I was planning a trip for my son and I for the summer in July, but we're not going to get to do that this year like we planned. About a 3-day trip, just go down to the Gulf, go catch a bunch of snapper and stuff, and, you know, next year we'll.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure next year this time you'll definitely be up and running and just take whatever time you need. Hopefully we can get a couple fishing trips in next year.
Well, it'd be nice.
All right, well, I went ahead and scheduled your client interview for that 1 o'clock, 1:30 block. They'll call you around that time, more likely I notated to 1:30. You can expect me to more likely open up that call. I should be available, and I'll just introduce you to the specialist. I'll handle all of that. Otherwise, yeah, whenever you get the chance, just sign the terms and conditions, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And I want to congratulate you one more time just in joining our family. Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take that.